They brought the ark of the Lord and set it in its place inside the tent that David had pitched for it. And David offered burnt offerings and offerings of well-being before the Lord. I speak to you this morning in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. If we turn on the news today or listen to the gurus of pop culture, we are told that God is dead, that religion is dead, and in the West we are moving into a great age of secularization where there is no God and no room for the church or any other religious institution because they no longer have anything to offer to this world. If we look at research that has been done by sociologists on the topic of religion, this indeed seems to be the case. The church is shrinking and people are leaving the church. Not just young people, people of all ages are leaving the church in vast numbers, regardless of what denomination or Christian tradition they come from. Just to give you an idea about this here, are the numbers year after year, more and more people are identify as being agnostic or atheist. But although those numbers are rising, they have been quite stable over the years with no great growth. This is very interesting and not what most people would expect, excuse me. If atheists and agnostics are not growing in leaps and bounds, and people are leaving the church, are not converting to other religions, it begs to ask the question, who are all these people who are leaving the church? Where are they going? And how do they identify themselves? These people are what sociologists have called the religious nuns. Today, 22.8% of the population identifies as having no religion at all. They are the nuns. These are people who identify with no religious tradition. They may have a belief in God or a belief in a divine power, but on surveys and census information, they identify as nothing. Then there is another 15% of the population that do not identify with any religious tradition. These would be people who might say, I am spiritual, but not religious, or things of that nature. They might have a philosophy or moral code that they identify with, or may take things from many religious traditions rather than one particular religion. This is the landscape that the church finds itself in all over the Western world today. As stated earlier, many in the media and pop culture gurus would have us believe that we are entering a godless era of secularization. But there is something interesting about this group of religious nuns, this group of people who identify with many religious traditions. Sociologists will tell you that they may be leaving the church behind, but that does not mean that they are leaving the divine. This group of people are searchers. They are searching after something. They are searching for God. They are searching for the divine. Some think they have found it, but many others are still searching. Searching for the divine, searching for an encounter with a living God. And they go to all different places to do this. Philosophies, spiritual traditions, and religions all over the world. We as the church, of course, as believers in the risen Lord, know that Christ is here, with us now in the community of the faithful. So we question why anyone would want to be out there searching, but they are. Even though it is completely evident to us sitting here today that God is here. After all, the Bible tells us wherever two or three are gathered, he will be there among them. And I can stand here and tell you today with complete confidence that this statement is true. Yet, many people have left the church and are out in the world searching. And again, this comes back to the question, why? In the Israelite culture, people knew where God was at all times. God, the divine, dwelled in the temple in Jerusalem, specifically the holies of holies, where the Ark of the Covenant is kept, the Ark where the Ten Commandments were kept that were given to Moses. So if you wanted to encounter God in ancient Israel, you knew where to go. You went to the temple, to the Ark, because that is where God dwelled on earth. In our reading for today, we find from 2 Samuel, King David is bringing the Ark, the place where God dwells, into his new capital city, Jerusalem. This is a scene of worship of God that is painted for us as they move the Ark. David and others are singing and dancing in front of it, and every so often they are sacrificing an ox to God. The text says, they brought in the ark of the Lord, and they set it in its place inside the tent that David had pitched for it. And David offered burnt offerings and offerings of well-being before the Lord. As you can see, the presence of God is clearly being marked. At the end of the text, we are clearly told that the presence of God is marked by one more thing. This is charity and mercy for the people of God. The text says, when David had finished offering the burnt offerings and the offerings of well-being, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts and distributed food among the people, the whole multitude of Israel, both men and women, to each a cake of bread, a portion of meat, and a cake of raisins. Then all the people went back to their homes. So if we step back and take a look at this scene, we can see that God is present there in the ark, and that the people led by King David responded with vibrant worship and acts of mercy and love for their fellow human beings. Let us, as the church, remember this. This is how we are to mark and celebrate the presence of God. If we turn to Paul's letter to the Ephesians today, we read about a community of people that mark the presence of God in a very real and specific way. They mark the presence of God and know that God is with them because they are 100% focused on Christ and the work that he does in their lives. Paul says to us, "Blessed be the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless." Paul is telling this community of believers that they have been brought together and chosen by Christ before the beginnings of the world, before all creation. Paul goes on to explain to these Christians that all things that they have come from Christ. And lastly, Paul says, "In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked and sealed with the Holy Spirit." Everything that Paul is saying still holds true about us as Christians and about the church today. So when Paul says we are marked, he is talking about Christ living in us and dwelling in us in the community of believers in the church. Just as at one time the Ark of the Covenant is the place where God dwelled, the community of believers, the church, is now the place where God is to dwell in each one of us, both individually as believers, but more importantly, collectively as the church. The church is the new ark, the place where God dwells on earth. And yet, people are still leaving the church, even though we are told that this is the place where God dwells on earth. People are still out there searching for God in all sorts of different places and leaving this place that we are believe and we are told that God dwells. So here is the problem. Although we know that we as the church are the place where God dwells on earth, people are not seeing this. And that means that we as the church need to take a good hard look at ourselves and ask why. Let us turn back to 2 Samuel for a moment and see how the people encountered the presence of God in the Ark of the Covenant. Let us look once more at how the people responded to the presence of God. The people first responded to the presence of God with vibrant and joyful worship of the Lord. They are offering sacrifices and dancing and singing in front of the ark. We as the church do a pretty good job at this, but we can always do better. We know the presence of God is here, so we should take the act of worship, what we are doing this morning, very seriously, with reverence and adoration of God. We are not just gathered here to listen to me talk, or to sing our favorite songs and to see our friends. No, we are here to do one thing, to mark the presence of God here on earth. And we do that in worship, the reverence and adoration of God, Jesus Christ, our Lord. One reason why so many people are leaving the church is because worship has become about us and not about God. It has become about us and what we like. I have a friend back home, a strong believer in Christ, who tells me that she could never go to a church that she finds boring. But you see, my friends, that makes church about us and our entertainment, our needing to be fed. But that's not what church is about. We are here not for us, but we are here to give thanks to God, praise and adoration to God for everything that he does. It is not about us and meeting our own needs. If we want to be a people to return, if we want people to return to church, and we want to be people of God, to see the presence of God here, we must make worship about God once more, and not about us and our own needs. How else do the people respond to mark the presence of God on earth in 2 Samuel? They respond with acts of charity and mercy. Our text from 2 Samuel says, "When David had finished offering the burnt offerings and the offerings of well-being, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts and gave them food and drink to all the men and women, to each a cake of bread, meat, and a cake of raisins. Then all the people went back to their homes." The presence of God is marked with acts of charity and mercy for the people of this world. So if we want the world to see that the church is where God dwells on earth, we too must go out into the world and perform acts of charity, love, and mercy. As Jesus says, we must clothe the naked and feed the hungry. Too often as the church, we exist for Sunday morning. We exist for ourselves, but that is not how it should be. We exist to go out into the world and to the work of Christ, to heal the world by our loving service to those in need. So if we want people to see the church is the place where God dwells on earth, we must go out into the world in the name of Christ, doing works of mercy and love. So my brothers and sisters, indeed many have left the church and are searching for something, searching for God, searching for the divine. We know that God dwells here with us in this place, in the hearts of the believers. And if we want the world to stop searching, we must act like we are the place where God dwells on earth. So I encourage you to ask yourself the question, how do I worship? And is there anything that needs to change in how I think about worship and how I serve Christ in the world? And can I do better? If we would all ask ourselves this question, if every Christian would simply ask themselves this question on a regular basis, a lot less people would be searching because they would clearly see where God dwells. They would be able to see that God dwells amongst his people here on earth. They would be able to see that God dwells amongst those group of people that worship him with joy and go out into the world and say, "Jesus is Lord." Amen.